If you're still waiting for a sign, here's another one. At California Psychics, we reject 98% of the psychics who apply to work for us. So we only connect you with the best. That's how we can guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And right now, new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. If that's not a sign, I don't know what is. Dramatic sound effect incoming. Experience the joy of certainty at CaliforniaPsychics.com.
This is the world-famous K-Rock.
Caller 20, let's go. We got tickets for you to go see Linkin Park. It's part of K-Rock's summer ticket blowout. You're paying attention? Tickets already this morning went away to The Offspring. We got Linkin Park now, and then you'll win them with Nicole Turnstile back later today. Lumineers, My Chem at Dodger Stadium, 21 Pilots, Incubus, the list goes on and on. Just keep listening, keep calling, and keep winning. And we're looking for caller 20 right now at 800-520-1067. We are Klein Alley Show, and welcome to summer hours on a Friday, which means we should have checked out and gone home, but here we are live doing this show anyway, getting ready for 2 hours from now, Santa Monica.
There's nobody in the parking lot today.
No one's dead.
Nobody is here.
They even said the freeways were wide open today. I know some people were probably sitting in traffic, but they were talking. I didn't see a lot of cars. I think it was one of those days I saw more coyotes on the street than cars on the way here. Just never a good sign. But anyway, we're here for you.
We're here.
If you're here, we're here. And maybe you want to join us, get yourself an early lunch. We're going to be heading over to Santa Monica after the show today at the place called Pickle Pop. Details up on our socials, Klein Alley Show. If you want to watch Alley battle some children, maybe you had it on your summer bucket list. This is the summer I want to watch 11-year-old twins battle a lesbian in pickleball.
Get beat up.
Allie thinks she's going to beat them. We've got a lot of bets on the contrary. I'm taking all action, so whatever you want. If you want to guess how badly she loses, final score, will she get injured? There's so many prop bets we can get into, but it is happening after the show today. And open to the public if you'd like to come on down. Thank you, Pickle Pop, for hosting us and having us there. Drinking will be there. And some listeners have already RSVP'd. We'll be bringing tickets, tiny towels. The first, how many tiny towels do you want to say? The first 20 to arrive get a tiny towel?
Whoa, that's a lot.
First 10, she says 10. But we can't give them all away.
We don't have a lot of tiny towels. Limited edition,
first
baby.
10 get a tiny towel, only for PG fluids.
Dude, I didn't even realize I have a friend who injured himself very, very badly playing pickleball.
Allie had
to have multiple surgeries.
Yeah, this is why we started calling pickleball America's number one nightmare. It was America's biggest, newest nightmare was pickleball, because all these people like you thought, oh, I'm great at this. I'm going to make this my identity. Third time out, you could rupture a cankle today. I mean, that would be game over for you.
I feel like that would make it better.
I think
my ankles would look better if they just ruptured.
Let's hope Allie ruptures a cankle for her sake.
I know they get bigger.
I know they can't.
Yeah, I think they already look swollen.
I've tried to lose weight in my ankles, guys. It doesn't work.
Hey, Christine.
Hi.
All right, we have filibustered for long enough so they could count up to 20 callers, and you are caller 20.
What is up? Thank you.
You're very welcome. You got some tickets coming your way to go see Linkin Park at the Intuit Dome. Congratulations.
Yes. Yay.
Thank you for starting your weekend with us and starting your summer with us. And hopefully you enjoy these summer hours. It's nice to be on hanging out with you guys an extra hour every single day.
Love you guys. Thank you so much.
All right. She probably wouldn't have said that if she didn't win. But because she won the tickets, she's still
okay.
There. Okay, great. Enjoy.
Mind.
Thank you. We'll take that love and bask in it for at least a few moments.
I'm sure half the I love yous I've gotten in my life haven't been real.
No. When do you normally get them? Like an after sex or an after a present or something?
2 weeks into a relationship where you feel like you have to.
Yeah, a little turbulence. I get it. All right. Well, from Jake, those don't count at all. We are Klein Alley Show. It's K-Rock on a Friday.
Wake up!
All right. We are Klein Alley Show. It is K-Rock. And I look forward to seeing some of you if you have the ability to make it out. Watch Allie get smoked by children playing pickleball later today. Already, I just took another side action wager on the text line with someone that says, I feel like Allie will sprain something at the very least. Would you take it for $100?
I don't recover fast either.
Yeah, I'm going to take Allie to definitely sprain something. Will she make it through? That's a great bet. Will she make it through the entire game without injuring herself or quitting?
I don't think...
I'll take that bet as well.
Yes, I understand I've never played pickleball before, but I also am able-bodied. And I do exercise on a regular basis.
Yeah, but gym. You go to the old people gym and do it.
Yeah, and they have state-of-the-art equipment there. And a lot of it's out of order, and they have 30-minute limits on a lot of it. But still, I'm a part of that.
Those tiny towels are going to turn into rally towels today, the bleachers. Get some listeners out there blowing off work on a Friday. why the hell not? We're a safe zone. Reminder, by the way, for everyone who's been sending us pictures of tacos, we have to get the official tally. We have not been, Vanessa's been back there very distracted, but she's been focusing on every taco, keeping track, because we're trying to get to 10,000 tacos, our way of showing a little bit of solidarity and support for everything that's happening and for all of the stands and taco trucks that are being devastated by either having to shut down or have their kids run the stand while they go into hiding. So much of it is so messed up for so many reasons. So the very least we can do is try to do as much as we can to send some additional funding to the taco community here in Los Angeles. And you guys have really stepped up. We were at 4,000 and something yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And I was hoping that we could have gotten to close to double that number. But as a lot of people pointed out to us,
places are closed.
Yeah, they've been going to stands that were there three days ago that are now not there anymore. As some guy said on my street, fruit stand's gone, been gone, and the taco stand's now gone too.
You know, it's sad not seeing any of those rainbow umbrellas.
It's really sad. So we will get the tally, and hopefully we're moving in the right direction. I think that we are, because I've been seeing all the messages that are coming through on our Instagram at Klein Alley Show. Please tag us, hashtag 10K Tacos for LA. Before we get to any of that, though, Jake has asked us, because he's been journaling like crazy this week. He's got a lot of emotional ups and downs.
A lot of things to process.
He's processing a ton of emotions.
His new bean business.
And when he's not busy brewing up those beans in the Jake Shack, he is brewing up his thoughts in his journal. It's time for us to take a deep dive into Jake's journal. And this is a reminder that mental health is nothing to joke about. Right, Jake?
Right. Tonight, I went on another sunset hike, and the weather was perfect for it. I finally lost enough weight that I feel comfortable hiking without a shirt again.
Oh.
And even though I've lost 30 pounds, I hike like I've gained 20. I was getting my ass kicked. I got passed by old fat guys. I got passed by old fat ladies. I got passed by a dude with crutches. I've never even seen a guy with crutches on the mountain before. And he passed me and even took one hand off to give me a tip of the cap. I kept telling myself, well, you're hiking with a dog on your back, so, you know, the extra weight makes it more difficult to make myself feel better.
No.
That didn't work, though.
No.
During the last hard incline, which is a super steep, narrow trail with blind corners and lots of vegetation, I was bent over and sucking wind when all of a sudden a dude on an e-bike and a motocross gear came skidding to a halt just a few feet from my face. And I was like, yo, this isn't the trail for that, buddy. And he said, bikes are allowed. And I said, I don't care, this ain't the trail for that. And he said, yeah, but this is the only way to get down to this really cool bike trail down here to the right. And I said, whatever, dude. And he said, have a good day. And I said, consume excrement, only with less syllables. And then for the rest of the hike, I replayed the conversation in my head over and over while coming up with better things to say and fantasized about kicking his ass in the parking lot and stomping on his rims.
Oh, Jesus.
I wanted to burn every goddamn e-bike on the planet.
Oh, my God.
Jay.
I couldn't even make it down the mountain without Googling if e-bikes are allowed. And they're not. So I'm planning on contacting the city to see what kind of action.
Oh, my God. You grumpy old man.
Jake, just like.
Anyways.
Yeah, right.
I've become an e-bike Karen. But I don't care, because that guy sucks.
Yeah.
Pedal your dumbass up the mountain like everyone else, you lazy douchebag.
I do get annoyed when e-bikes are, like, going up a hill or up a mountain. I'm like, what are you
jealous.
Not even doing
you're
anything.
You're jealous, though. You're
no,
jealous.
I'm not.
You're jealous.
And that's not, you're up there, you're hiking or biking for exercise.
Jake, it's funny that you put all your focus on the e-bike guy. I would have been more focused on the guy with crutches that passed me. That seems like something you should have been a little
can
bit more.
Can you have crutches on the hiking trail?
Yeah, you should have looked that up. This guy's... Guy,
this guy impressed.
Yeah. It's interesting to see how things stick with you, though, Jake. Like, you obviously
you hold a grudge.
Got really upset about it, and then it completely sidelined your hike, and you couldn't think of anything else but this e-bike guy.
It was complete BS what he was telling me.
What would you have said, because you thought of a better, you know, what was your line you wish you had said instead of eat excrement?
Well...
Did you write down your alternative
lines?
Yeah,
did you have other lines?
No, I can't really think of anything.
Oh, okay. That's so sad. All right, well, there we go. A deep dive into Jake's journal. Everyone feel better about themselves? Probably not.
I think that was a point for the e-bikers.
Take a quick break. When we get back, Allie claims that the greatest thing that could ever happen to you in a restaurant happened to her yesterday. I assume, knowing the way Allie is, they gave her some free crayons when she got there. But there's more to the story. And
more than four colors. Clark.
She says it is the greatest thing that is...
I think it's the best thing that can happen to you at a food place.
Place your bets now. We'll find out what the hell she's talking about now. J-Rock, Klein Alley Show. A lot of great guesses as to what is the greatest thing that can happen to you when you're at a restaurant. And more than a few people on the text line actually predicted, Allie, that you got a free onion ring when ordered fries. Sometimes there's that rogue onion ring with your fries.
Yeah.
People love that. It's great.
Gross. Bye, Chipotle.
All right, relax, Vanessa. No need for that now. What is the greatest thing that can happen to you at a restaurant?
So, yeah.
Allie claims it happened to her yesterday.
I went to a place where you order up at the counter, get a number, go sit down.
Was it tacos? Because if not...
You know what? I wanted to go to tacos, and my kid wanted French fries.
Typical white kid.
Yes, he is. I'm trying to get him to expand, but he will not do it. All he wanted was French fries. So we went to a place, ordered chicken nuggets and French fries for him. I got, like, a Chinese chicken salad. So we sit down, waiting for, you know, them to bring the food to the table. They bring it to the table, and they don't take the number, and they walk away. We eat.
Oh, this was going to be my guess. I know what you're going to say already. It is the greatest
thing
ever.
It's the best.
Sometimes it's someone else's order they bring you. Sometimes they just bring you someone else's food, and then you accidentally start eating it, or you on purpose start eating it, and then they go, you know what? You could just have that. But did they remake your order twice?
So as we were finishing,
God,
I put
best.
Our stuff off to the side because it's a, you know, don't fuss, we'll bust situation. And some woman, right as we're about to get up, goes, Chinese chicken salad and chicken fingers?
Oh.
I go, well, we actually just ordered and ate that. And she goes, oh, I don't know. I was just told to run these items out. And I was like, oh, well, we just ate them. And she goes, well, I don't know. Do you want them?
God,
I was like,
best.
Can I have boxes? She goes, yep, I'll be right back.
Did she know she was dealing with VL Cheapo right there? I mean, that's where Allie goes.
Yes, my lady, you may bring me boxes.
I can't believe you even.
Bring me your tires. You're pre-eaten.
That's one of those moments where you should have just played it cool, and you should have polished off that meal too and just seen how long it would have gone. This could have been...
I think as long as they kept the number, they would have just kept bringing me more.
Yeah, once they see
because
that
I
number...
Because I think they think that the number's gone, so they don't have it back, so the order needs to go out.
Sometimes they'll even say at those places that have, like, the number on them, they'll say, like, did you get everything you ordered? And like an idiot, I go, yeah, I did. And I should just say, no, leave the number.
Because
they'll walk by, see the number, and be like, get 18, whatever he got.
And it was one of those situations where she doesn't care. She's just like, well, these are, once they're out on the floor, you can't just bring them back and give them to somebody else. You're supposed to, you know, you're not allowed really to, after you've put it on the table, give it to another
person. Yeah, you have to think over the course of your life, it will even out, right? Like, more often than not, it's you got a to-go order, something was missing, they didn't put something in, your side's not there, sauce is not there, sometimes the whole thing is screwed up. I know delivery drivers, it's all over the place now with what you get, but...
To get the order all over again, it's like you didn't eat it.
To get the same order all over again.
So you're walking home with the same exact thing that you just ate, full, not touched.
714 makes a good point, but wouldn't it be better to get a different order? That way you're already sick of what you just ate, so now you get a different order.
I'm like, okay, I don't want to have the same thing for dinner that I just had for lunch, but there's, you know, Katie's in the house, she could have it. My kid will eat chicken nuggets and French fries any day of the week, so that's fine. I understand maybe a little step up would be somebody else's order, but I think if you just ate something that you liked and then you get double it.
The worst, by the way, the flip side of that is after you call them out on this little snafu and you go, oh yeah, we actually already ate that, and they take it back and they go, oh okay, we'll just take this back. Because at some point, I've seen this happen before, restaurants will screw something up, they will take it back and it's not like they give it to the
they throw
workers.
It away.
They'll throw it in the trash and you go, hold on. Well,
I'm like, at least give it to another staff member to eat.
Like, was this the solution, the best solution for making...
Is garbage?
Was just put it right in the garbage?
That's the last solution.
I know, like, everyone talks about these great hacks, or sometimes, I think some people have told us before, you go to certain places, like, in the last half an hour before they close, and sometimes you order what you want, and they give you something else, because they're going to chuck it anyway. I think they used to just donate a bunch of stuff, but then I think shelters stopped wanting stuff.
No, it wasn't that they stopped wanting stuff, it was that, because I worked for a catering company, and they threw out half their stuff because they didn't want any liability.
Yeah.
I was like, can't we donate this stuff? And they're like, yeah, but if anybody gets sick, then it's on us, so we have to throw it all in the garbage. And I would show up at those busing tables with mass amounts of Saran wrap and be like, give it to me. I would take home whole wheels of cheese. I would take home tri-tip. I would take home anything.
And I
gained 30 pounds, but it was not wasted.
I believe it.
The gankle.
Oh, yeah.
Forehead and cankle. It's all forehead and cankle.
There it is.
She keeps her middle.
Dungeness crab. It stays right there.
She keeps that midriff nice and tight, but everything else is a disaster, right? It's Klein Alley Show. This is K-Rock, and we're well aware of the latest celebrity we've mushed. We'll talk about it next, K-Rock. This show has been accused multiple times, many, many times over the years, of mushing many people once we bring them up. Random names that people don't even think about, random actors, actresses, celebrities, even things. Like Ali mentioned Peloton. When Peloton was doing great, she's like, I'm going to start doing Peloton. And like literally the next day, it completely crashed.
Oh, it's
like,
going to come back. I'm still doing Peloton and I bought stock.
Right. And we have, it's really remarkable how many industries, restaurants, people we have mushed, but the most recent mush, which happened this week, is shocking. And I know that we talked about this a little bit earlier today, but there's a whole new crop of people listening now. And just reading the text line, people go, I cannot believe it. I saw the headline this morning. I thought it was a joke. You guys really do have some mush power over there at K-Rock. And, yeah, we had a conversation about the WNBA earlier this week. And at some random point during the conversation, you'll hear it in a moment, we mentioned a former Laker great that a lot of people probably haven't thought about in, I don't know, a couple of decades.
Yeah.
This was the how that sounded.
Eddie Lakers is getting a ton of heat right now, right?
That was a well-put sentence.
Thank you.
The attractive woman on the Lady Lakers.
What do you call the team?
The Sparks.
Oh, that's
the
right.
LA
the Sparks. That's right.
People who are longtime WNBA fans are like, why are we shifting the image of the players to meet the male gaze?
That happens in male sports, too.
Who was the last NBA athlete that was sexualized like that?
Vlade Divac.
Vlade. Yeah, Vlade. Vlade the Body. That's what they call him. Yeah. So we mentioned Vlade, and people thought it was a very dated, random, weird reference. In fact, after that joke was made, so many people go, wow, what a throwback. Haven't thought of that guy forever. Then the news we wake up to today.
Vlade Divac, the iconic former NBA star and international basketball hero, has been involved in a serious motorcycle accident while vacationing on the Montenegrin coast. According to reports, after falling off his motorcycle, he couldn't get up on his own and had to be rushed to the hospital for surgery. Doctors confirmed that he had to undergo a hip operation and had an artificial joint implanted.
So, great Laker, Vlade, unfortunately, is in surgery as we speak, I believe, as a result of this show. Apologies, we did not mean to mush you.
It
good
doesn't
sir.
Even, it's crazy because it doesn't even sound like there was an accident that happened. It was just, he fell off of his motorcycle. He was like a fallen, I can't get up kind of thing.
Yeah, just like some radio show thousands of miles away must have mentioned me. And
then he just fell.
So, you know, warnings have been placed, and I think that we need to put into a, you know, right now, into some sort of a shelter, Joshua Jackson, Bo Jackson, any of the random names we've brought up over the past few weeks. Consider yourself warned. We don't mean to do this. I don't know why we have that power.
Even Carrot Top, I think we mentioned this week.
Carrot Top, be on the lookout for Carrot Top. Yeah, I mean, these are all things that I hope nothing bad happens to these people, but I cannot control the mush power of this show. We will take it. Yeah, I see it right now on the text line. Guys, I don't know if you saw, but Vlade, according to the LA Times, has had emergency surgery, breaking his hip in a motorcycle accident. Yep, sorry about that.
An artificial hip, thanks to us.
That's on us, guys. That's on us. We're going to wrap up the show in a moment. We'll do some takeaways from today. Then we will all join forces in Santa Monica at Pickle Pop at noon, high noon. Get there early. Lock in one of them tiny towels. We'll bring some tickets with us as well. If you'd like to have signs, I would love some signs there like they have at the WWE, preferably ones mocking Allie and rooting on the children. But that's all going to be happening later this morning. Right now that we have new Linkin Park for you. All right, thanks for spending a little time with us. These summer hours are rolling on. Man, they really hit you on a Friday. And during the week, summer hours kind of just blend in with the other hours. But on Friday,
I'm like, duh.
Feels like we should be out of here, especially because a lot of people just stopped coming into work on Wednesday. I forgot how much Juneteenth matters to so many of the people that work at K-Rock that they took 3 days around it to celebrate.
People who are usually overworkers are like, oh, we're not here.
Yeah. Right. Anyway, here we are. We'll wrap up the show in a moment, do some takeaways. We got to get Jake on that scale, though. We forgot to do his big weigh-in.
Yeah.
And now he's been eating all those beans, the Jake Shack beans. You can see that the new commercial for Jake Shack beans has been posted up on our Instagram at Klein Alley Show. Jake, as you know, has been on a bit of a weight loss journey. It seems to be working for the guy. He's down 30 pounds, and he was at his breaking point. Literally and figuratively, he broke his
scale.
Broke his scale, and he broke his fat pants. Remember that?
Oh, that's right.
So anyway, he started to he needed to do things differently. Got a plan through Lasara, and now he's been such a success that they are using him as the after. He used to just be the before model. Now he's the after model too.
Yeah, it's my goal is to be an after model.
Yeah, but not going to ever happen.
Nope.
Jake, you have down 30 pounds.
At least.
Skinniest I've ever seen you in all the years I've known you.
Thank you. Thanks to Lasara.com.
Yeah, promo code
Jake10.
That's right. Let me do it for you. Okay. So promo code Jake10. Use that and get yourself your very own weight loss journey. No guarantees, but Jake's down about 30 pounds in, I don't know, 2 months or something.
I think he's almost at 40 at this point.
Down, we'll, see, yeah. We'll find out today. Yeah, last time you were on the scale, your weight was 167.7.
And I think that what I've heard from people who have taken weight loss drugs, Jake, is that you have to keep going below your goal weight so you can give yourself some buffer when you stop.
Oh, you bounce back.
Mm-hmm. All right. Cool.
Well, once
130, here I come.
Yeah, exactly. So you have like 30 pounds to gain.
I don't know why you keep talking about your promo code Jake10 in the commercials. You're not talking about this great side effect Allie told us about earlier. You get a giant dong.
Oh, yeah. I'm still waiting for that to happen.
Yeah, somebody said that we should do dong measurements.
No, we're not doing that. All right, Jake.
All right, who wants to measure?
No.
Hop on the scale.
So
that's the real Jake Shackbean. All right, Jake is making his way over to the scale right now. He's only where he is. By the way, he doesn't get on these things naked. He's got his heavy jean shorts on. He's got his tool
t-shirt.
Those
jean shorts have to add like at least 2.5 to 3 pounds.
Hold on. Hold on. This has been an interesting week.
Did you gain weight?
Oh, I thought it was funny. It's not funny. I thought it said 169. I thought he was doing that for us.
Oh, man, cool.
I read it wrong. Jake is down to 164 pounds.
Whoa!
He's down another 3.7 pounds in a week.
In a week.
That is.
And by the way, Lasara.com.
And by the way, this week, Jake, I've seen you. You ate a few tacos this week, right?
Yeah.
You had tacos.
Yeah, yeah, I got tacos waiting for me at home right now.
So this is unbelievable. I wish you'd come out to the pickleball thing. I know you're on the fence about it, but I think some listeners would like to meet you and shake your hand and look at your shorts.
And see all your loose skin and shake around when they shake your hand.
Shake it, Jake.
Want to go up and shake your skin. All right, come on, Jake. Let him shake your skin. All right, so that's Jake right now, guys. That's incredible.
Thank you very much.
Don't thank us.
Jake10.
All right, that's right.
LASARA.com.
Wow. All right, wonderful. All right, let's do some takeaways from today's show.
Jake
and then we'll officially get your weekend song on the radio and get the hell out of here. Takeaways from everything that we got into today. By the way, just a reminder, next week, this is very exciting. Kevin Ryder, radio legend, he's back on K-Rock now in the afternoons. He has agreed to come on with us to join us on the lie detector machine because there's a lot of questions about his disappearance from K-Rock. And when things ended, they ended in a really weird, bad way during COVID under the darkness of night. And we have questions. We know you have questions. And we decided what better way to get truly honest answers, not that I don't think that guy's been anything but honest, but let's get him on the lie detector test. Let's find out what he really thinks about Omar.
He'll make that very clear.
Well, that'll be clear. But, I mean, any question you have for the great Kevin Ryder, who was the worst interview he ever had? A lot of questions. That'll be happening next week. Lie Day Friday returns next week, and Kevin Ryder will be joining us. So we got that to look forward to next week. Also got Universal tickets for you as well. We'll find out just how injured Allie gets during pickleball today. If you'd like to join us for that. This will be the final reminder that I give you, but it is happening noon today. It's one dyke, by the way, known as Allie, against two tykes, twins, listeners of kids of a listener of ours. They will be there. You
and
can
if
be
they
there
beat
as
me,
well.
It's a hate crime.
Yeah, but if you beat them, Allie, then you will be wearing the shirt that says "I beat children."
Fine. So I'll wear it proudly.
Just letting you know, that's going to be happening later today. It is the One Dyke versus Two Tykes pickleball event happening in Santa Monica at a place called Pickle Pop. Thanks for having us. And hopefully you can come meet us there at noon. It'll be a great time. First 10 to arrive, get a tiny towel. We'll be doing some drinking there. Already got a lot of people say they'd like to show up. If you make a sign, please get some cardboard and a Sharpie. Make a sign. Wave it proudly. It'll be fun to get an unexpected hang-in with everyone. And that is happening later in about an hour. Oh, we got to get the hell out of here.
Yeah, we got to go.
All
hurry
right.
up.
Takeaways. Here we go. Let's do it.
All right. 818, my takeaway is Johnny's on the tism.
That's a great takeaway for sure.
818, my takeaway is AIDS, baby, AIDS. Let's see. 909, my takeaway is get a shower mat or die. 213, my takeaway is Allie is a one-star Lyft driver.
AIDS.
AIDS, baby.
Yeah, Allie did say that when she got the answer right to a question earlier. The answer was AIDS, and it was actually a good question, but regardless, out of context, something.
Yeah, yep. I seem very hateful. 626, my takeaway is Martha turns you into a stone when she sees you.
Ah, we learned that during Johnny Doesn't Know.
And 310, my takeaway is Mexican-Americans take Spanish class at night and get a B.
Mexican-American!
Thank you, Cheech, for joining us this morning. Congratulations on your big day today. And if you missed that part of the show, check it out. The great Cheech Marin on with us earlier this morning here on K-Rock as well. Remember, over the weekend, keep eating them tacos. Let's go ahead and get to 10,000. Oh, we never got the official tally.
Yeah,
hey,
what is it?
Vanessa, what's the big number? We didn't. Where are we up to now? And the this is exciting now, guys. This is our official tally. We wanted to hit 10,000 tacos. The goal was at some point by the end of the weekend. Can we help add some funding to a community that has been ravaged by everything that's happening? Inhumane treatment taking place all over the streets of Los Angeles, a city that we all love so much. But the taco trucks, the taco vendors are all of our friends, and they're the ones that are unfortunately being in so many ways impacted the most by what's going on. So what is the current tally at now, Vanessa?
That number is 6,604.
Wow.
Wow, that is fantastic.
We're I think we can about, get to 10K over the weekend.
We should, guys. You got a couple days. Let's throw down some tacos. Please take pictures. Tag us. Hashtag 10K tacos for LA. Use at Klein Alley Show. And we'll keep posting and reposting. And thank you for helping to add a little bit more funding to a community that desperately needs it. All right. We out of here? Are we done talking?
Oh, yes. Please. We got to get on the road.
All right. You have a takeaway from today's show, Jake?
Yeah, when you get chips, make sure get a side order of hakamole.
You gotta get
hakamole.
That's right. That's how you gotta order it. Allie, takeaway?
My takeaway is Dallas Raines is his real name.
That's a great takeaway. Can't believe we learned that on today's show. All right, that'll pretty much do it for us. Have a great weekend. We'll do it next week. Try to do it better. Here's your weekend song. Bye. Bitch, bitch, bitch.
Come back here, Diddy.
It's not about that Monday, Tuesday. No one cares about Wednesday, Thursday. Forget that noise. Are you ready for the weekend? Are you ready for the rear end? Are you ready for the weekend? Are you ready for the rear end? Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, trash. Thursday, Friday, forget about that. Friday, Saturday, where is that? And Sunday, sleeping in, eating brunch.
You have to do it more. Dumb. I know bumps. I know dong bumps.
I don't know.
Hit the beach or hit the mall. Go out with friends, do nothing at all. Sleep in, watch movies, read books. Anything goes, just take a look. Are you ready for the weekend? Yeah! Are you ready for the weekend? Yeah! Are you ready for the weekend? Yeah! Are you ready for the rear end? Go! Are you ready for the weekend? Yeah! Are you ready for the rear end? Go! Are you ready for the weekend? Yeah! Are you ready for the rear end? Go!
AIDS, baby.
See you in Santa Monica, Bob.